During the course of being on Route 27 and Parsonage, and it was right down the street from the firehouse. Consequently, I was making like 90% of the fires. I was there all the time. Day, night, holidays, weekends, major fires, I was there. There was a major fire at the Pines Manor that we were second or third due. It's the other side of town. And we went over to the fire and we started fighting the fire, and we tried to make inside attack, and we were crawling around inside Robert Campbell, who I put on and who became paid chief of the Edison Fire Department, not the volunteers. And we were crawling around, and a fire was roaring inside, and it started to make a noise, and the noise was like a freight train, and then you're going to get a backdraft. So we backed out, and sure enough, they got a backdraft, and we lost the building. I fought many fires, big brush fires. There was one great big fire that where the pipeline burst in Durham Woods Apartments. The fire was going through. We were there all night. It was a major fire. It burned down all the apartment buildings. And I was there. I have film of that fire. It was tremendous. The only loss of life was a person that had a heart attack, but we had no other loss of life. I just remembered, and this is probably the last time that I record, it's fire department memories and stories. We had a fire reported at a dwelling. We went to the firehouse, got on the engine, and found out that was one of our members' house that was on fire, Mac McGrath. We rolled up to the house, and the house was fully involved. One of the neighbors said Mrs. McGrath went back in the house to get her pocketbook and never came out. Myself and Charlie Colebush went inside, and I had a hose, and Charlie and I were searching. We found Mrs. McGrath in the bedroom alongside the bed, passed out. We picked her up, dragged her out of the house, and put her out on the lawn. The first aid squad picked her up. And I passed out from smoke inhalation, and they took me to the hospital. They wanted to keep me overnight in the hospital, but I knew if I stayed in the hospital, when Bonnie found out that I took in a lot of smoke and I was in the house fire and I was in the hospital, that would be the end of my career in the fire department. I said, let me out of here, and I left, and I went back to work. And never brought the subject up to my wife. The second incident was we had a house fire on Wood Avenue in Edison. We were in the house working our way around, and I made almost a fatal mistake, which all firemen should not do, is walk towards the middle of the room, because the fire was in the cellar and burnt the floor. If you stay to the wall, you're much safer. But luckily, Billy Gelfound, he's like 6'2", 6'3", was with me, and I started to go through the floor, and Billy grabbed me by the back of the neck and pulled me back up. That was a save. The other incident where I was driving the fire truck, and I was going down Route 27, and it was an old Orin, and it held 650 gallons of water. And when you were going down a hill, even if you were going moderate speed, you had a downshift, like the second gear from third gear, to brake yourself to help brake. I tried to downshift and missed, and I couldn't double clutch or get it into second gear. And I was standing on the brake, and I couldn't come to a stop, and we were coming to the intersection. Laid on a siren, and luckily nobody was coming through. I went through the gas station, the other side of the gas station, and out onto Wood Avenue. And then finally was able to get it in the second gear and continue up Oak Tree Road to the fire. That will be the end of my fire experiences that I can remember.